Yeah, I mean, as the start of the second half, and we wanted to, you know, get going. We wanted to get the offense rolling, and I think we did a good job of doing that. Yeah, it felt good. I mean, it was the first time to finally strap it on and go live, and I think everybody felt really good out there.
Were you surprised to get the reps when you got them, and as many as you did?
I would say I was surprised. I mean, the coaches do a good job of keeping you prepared, and they tell you to stay prepared for the whole 60 minutes, and mentally I was prepared.
After what happened to you last year, and it must have been a frustrating season for you, is this imagine it felt pretty good out there.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you get to, you know, strap it on and go play with the team, you know, it's a great day. So it felt really good to be out there with the fellas.
What did you have to do physically to stay ready? You don't play the first couple of quarters, you come back out. Do you have to do a lot more warming up, a lot more stretching just to be ready to go out there physically?
Yes and no. I mean, I was able to play a little bit on special teams, so that helps. And I think more important than physically staying ready is mentally staying ready, and I was able to do that.
Do you still feel
yes and no. Sometimes I do. Sometimes I don't. I mean, we have a pretty young stable of backs right now, and so I think Woody is kind of like the vet of the group, and you know, he does the best he can to keep us informed, and so that we don't feel so much like rookies. But you know, every now and then, when stuff comes up that we haven't handled before, you know, you tend to feel a little like a rookie.
What was your excitement? Been a while since you've had that
carry. Yeah. You know, I just wanted to go out there and do the best I could for the team. And it was as simple as that. I was excited because it's been so long since I played with the injuries and everything, but I just wanted to go out there and perform as well as I could with the team.
Shame to know you still have it. 2 years.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it felt good. I mean, it felt good to be out there running, and the O-line did a tremendous job. I can't take hardly of the credit because they did a tremendous job.
You know, it's production counts in this business. To get the reps, to get that production up, you have to produce in the limited amount of reps that you have. Mm-hmm. How important is it for you in your mind to keep producing so you can get the more reps to show more things?
Well, I think offensively we need to produce, and you know, and I think running the ball is a big part of the offense, obviously. And when the run game is able to produce, I think we'll be able to be a successful offense. We just need to improve a lot upon that. You know, I go out there and I do the best I can for the team. Whatever the coach is asking me to do, I do the best I can to, you know, to fulfill what their needs, what they're asking me to do.
Shane, how much competition is there between you and Steve? And you guys came in the same year, obviously playing the same position. Mm-hmm. Do you guys watch each other? Are you trying to one-up each other out there?
I think more than trying to one-up each other, I think we learn from each other. As far as mistakes, because we both make a ton of mistakes. And so we learn from that. If he makes a mistake doing one thing, I'll know next time on my rep not to make the same mistake, and vice versa. I think as far as competitive is concerned, I mean, we go out there and we do the best that we can for the team to make the team, the run game, a lot better than what we are right now.
Are you guys teaching each other mid-game? Are you talking to each other mid-games, telling each other what you've seen out there?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think that's a big part of, I would say, any offense or defense, you know, learning what the defense is doing, what he's seeing as a running back, because it's a lot different from what you see on the sidelines.
Talk about seizing the opportunity, like you had to get a chance to display your talent.
You know, you only give us so many opportunities, and, you know, to be out there, to be able to go out there and play well as an offense, I mean, we still have a ton to work on and to get better with. But for that little drive, I felt like, you know, the offense, we did pretty well. We succeeded pretty well.
Good.
All right, thank you.